Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Casual Friday, which means I am in the studio with the lovely and talented and getting leaner by the day, Alisa Profumo.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm hungry.
I know. You're eating every 3 hours now, right?
I am actually this morning. It was interesting because it was like 3 hours right on the button. I thought, I'm hungry. I can't be hungry already. And I looked at the clock and it had been 3 hours since I had eaten my breakfast.
Yeah. And something else that happens that we talked about, I said, what will happen is once you start eating this regularly, your thyroid speeds up. Your thyroid affects how fast food goes through you.
Uh-huh.
So the digestive system goes, wow, we're getting fed every 3 hours. We need to bump it up, and food and your stomach is empty faster because you're getting ready for your next meal.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it's all part of keeping blood sugar levels stable and everything, which is interesting because you were not the happiest camper about how things have been going with your new nutritional plan because you kept standing on the scale and going, oh, it's only a half a pound. It's only a half a pound. But then you had to take pictures for your coach.
I took before pictures, and then I had to take pictures.
More recent before pictures, right.
And so actually we did that on Wednesday, I think it was, which was what? That was about a week and a half into it.
Right.
Tomorrow will be 2 weeks into it.
Right, right.
I was amazed at the photos.
Right.
The difference already.
Yeah.
And you know, that goes to show that the scale, I mean, I was driving myself crazy every morning getting on the scale. Why isn't this thing moving? I'm working so hard. I'm, you know, hardly eating any carbs, and what I do eat is mainly complex carbs.
Right.
And it wasn't budging. And then when I looked at those photos, boy, it lit a fire under me because I felt so good.
As a matter of fact, you sent them to your coach.
Uh-huh.
Because you were totally kind of like, not depressed, but you were disappointed. You felt like, you know, wow, I don't understand. Why am I not seeing progress?
This is what I said to myself. I don't know if I said it out loud. I said, maybe my body's different and it doesn't work like everybody else on me. That's what I was thinking.
But when you sent the before pictures that she had already, the more recently taken before pictures, what did she see? She messaged you back and said that she's excited, right?
Oh, yeah. She said, seriously, I'm really impressed with the progress that you're making.
Yeah, like you look so different.
Right.
But the scale is not your friend.
Well, no. Three pounds, you know?
Doesn't look like, but what you see is a lot more than just 3 pounds.
Well, it's different.
When you look at it. Yeah.
It's different.
And that's because, think about it. When we talk about body recomposition, the term weight loss is an error. It's promoted by the dietetic field, weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Weight loss is not a good thing. Ask an AIDS patient. They're losing weight by the day. You think they're going yippee?
No.
Weight loss is not a good thing in a vacuum. It's only a good thing if it is the net result of a reduction in body fat and an increase in muscle mass and lean body mass. Then it's a good thing.
Right.
But,
well, that's what drives me crazy. I have a friend who does the Weight Watchers diet, and I know we've discussed this before. I just wish I could pound it into her head that's just losing. She's losing muscle.
More and more muscle.
More and more muscle.
But now let's talk about her for a second.
Okay.
It's worth talking about. You and I quietly talked about when she went on this last Weight Watchers diet.
Yes.
And I made a prediction. I said to you, she's going to lose a lot of weight and then she's going to hit a wall And she's going to put some back on.
She gained.
Everything, what I said happened, right?
She gained 10 pounds.
Like, back.
Right back. And she's blaming it on the holidays.
Yeah, but it's not the holidays. What it is, because I bet money that she still ate Weight Watcher style on the holidays, mentally. You know, she was still like staying within certain ranges of foods. But the problem is that as a result of the muscle that she's lost, she's not burning the amount of calories just sitting still any longer. So her resting metabolic rate has dropped. So her requirement for energy has dropped. So just going back and eating what she was eating before on Weight Watchers is going to make her put on weight. So she's going to have to constantly be eating less and less and less as her fireplace can burn less wood, less wood, less wood. And it's a terrible situation.
And meanwhile, I have to eat so much food that I'm having a hard time keeping up with.
How many nights have you actually hit your goal of food consumption that you've been?
Well, it's been difficult. And that's, to get off the subject a little bit here, that's why I asked Mark Domi that question yesterday about the Quest protein bars, was because I'm having to fill in with a Quest protein bar here and there because I'm not eating whole foods
enough
of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's, I mean,
it's hard for you to eat it all.
I'm getting better now that I'm almost 2 weeks into it.
Well, you're doing something that we all do eventually. You're getting up earlier now, getting your cardio out of the way so you can eat your first meal earlier.
Yes.
And that adds one meal to the day easily right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I am doing cardio in a fasted state right now in the morning.
Right.
Because I've been doing two workouts. I do the cardio in the morning and then an additional cardio in the afternoon if I need to on that day, if I'm supposed to do it that day.
Right.
And then I do my weight workout as well.
So would you recommend to people who are on this journey to take pictures periodically for themselves?
Of course.
Even if you're not working with a coach.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes. Because that's what I told you. I'm so glad I had those photos to compare. I looked at them two or three times yesterday.
Like, oh, my God.
I just was like in shock at the difference in less than 2 weeks.
Right. So imagine 2 months.
I know. I can't wait. I can't wait for it to get here.
By the way, mentioning Quest protein bars, you did post that question on Facebook, and I did feel a little awkward asking it because I didn't want it to be a total pimp job, because last night we launched the first MyQuest for the Perfect Body radio show, which is sponsored by Quest Protein Bars and hosted by Mark Domi.
Right.
Or Domi. I'll get your name right eventually, Mark, I promise. But I did ask the question. But did you listen to the show?
I listened to the show. I think it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to, as it progresses, it's going to be really great information for people just like me and, you know, everybody.
And I'll tell you something. We have a separate email address set up right now for those people who want to send emails to Mark for questions for the show.
Or show topics.
That's what it is, show topics. I mean, if you have a question, that becomes a topic. If you send the question and we will cover it on the show, I promise you. The email address is MQTFPB for MyQuest for the Perfect Body, MQFT, I'm sorry, PB, at gmail.com. MQFTPB at gmail.com. Just send your questions there. We'll turn it into a show.
Maybe you should put a copy of that on Facebook so people can see
it.
Yeah,
I will. I will. I definitely will after the show.
But yeah, I enjoyed the show. And honestly, let's face it, I understand that Quest is a sponsor of this show and
Sole sponsor of that show.
Right. But I love Quest protein bars. Yeah. And for me, now that I'm dieting, I mean, that's like, for me, that's my treat.
You can take two of those a day, and that's a meal. That's another meal when you add it in. I mean, what did I just eat right before the show?
You had two Quest protein bars.
I mean, I don't eat them in ones. I eat them at two at a time because I want that 40 grams of protein. So I eat them at two at a time. There's days where I easily go through 8 bars in one day.
I have the new natural flavors now, too, that are really good. So anyway, I love them. So it is what it is.
But you know what else? We have really good sponsors. It's not like any of our sponsors are selling snake oil and we're going, oh, man, and this is something I'll never use, because we use the Age Force patches. I use the melatonin patch.
I know. I said that to you before the show. I said I want to talk about the Age Force, the fat-burning patch, because I've been using it.
Right.
And I said
that might have contributed to some of your success. I'm sorry.
I said, but I don't want people to think that I'm, to use your word, pimping your products.
Right.
But I had one on the other day, And so I was sore from doing legs that day, so I was going to sit in a hot tub of bath with hot water and Epsom salts.
Right.
So I forgot I had the patch on.
Right.
And I took my bath. I got out of the water, and it was still on.
So it was on during your workout.
During my workout.
And then in the bath.
In the bath, and it stayed on.
That's pretty impressive.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You know, that fat-burning patch may be contributing to your success as well, but the jury is out on that. We have to wait. It's going to take more time. I'm waiting for those of you who have gotten the fat-burning patch from AgeForce. I would really appreciate an email to onair@superhumanradio.com with any comments, good, bad, indifferent. It sucks. I don't like it. It gave me a rash. Or you know what? I noticed something. I haven't changed anything, and I'm losing fat. I'd like to hear from people to onair@superhumanradio.com. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got some fantastic stories to cover.
Yes.
Really exciting stuff today. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We shall return. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Now, you know, you've talked about the neti pot in the past. It's a good thing, right?
Yes.
But then we did a story about the neti pot killing some couple people, right?
Well, it killed two people down in New Orleans. They were both in New Orleans.
Down in New Orleans, I think they use it as a bong. That's why it killed them. But okay, so go ahead.
It was the deadly brain-eating amoeba that caused their death.
Right.
But I just thought, I read some information about it, and I thought since it is kind of cold and flu season and neti
pot. People do like their neti pots. Because didn't you say you got an email once from somebody who said, you know, what should I do about my neti pot? You know, I thought it was good for me to use. And
mm-hmm.
It's not the neti pot that's the problem,
it's
right?
Not the neti pot. It's the water.
Yeah.
So basically, the doctor that... I read her article, said to pay attention to the type of water that you use,
right,
to make sure that it's filtered or distilled. And if you don't have access to filtered or distilled water, make sure you boil your water,
right,
because this surprised me, because boiling tap water will remove any bad bacteria, but it also removes chlorine.
So that means that the chlorine is so light of an element that it probably drifts off with the... With the steam from the boiling water.
See,
it's got to be that.
I didn't know that when you boil water, the chlorine is dissipated.
You know, distillation works similar but quite opposite. In distillation, you capture the steam, and it runs through a coil and recools as condensation and drips out, and theoretically it's devoid of anything but just H2 and O, and that's it. No minerals.
No fluoride.
No fluoride. No remnants of pharmaceutical drugs. No bacteria. Nothing. It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I drink, you know, distilled water exclusively for that reason.
I've been drinking a gallon of it a day now.
I know. Good for you.
But anyway, she just said that if you don't have access to the filtered or distilled to boil it, and then also to make sure you keep your neti pot clean, to sterilize it in your dishwasher.
Yeah, well, wait a minute now.
That's interesting.
I wouldn't do that. I think that was bad advice on her part.
Really?
Well, think about it. How many times? Look, there is clearly residue of Cascade or whatever the dishwashing liquid you use that is left behind. And if you and a lot of times to get that off, you use what? A spot remover, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? That spot remover doesn't remove spots. It coats everything with something that keeps water from building up and just running off. So there are residual chemicals left behind in that neti pot. Now, most neti pots are kind of clay and porous.
Well, does high heat then not going to – is it the – if you just dry it with the high heat cycle?
I would just wash it thoroughly with really, really hot water and dry it completely. The real issue is
drying it.
No, the real issue is dry it, because the problem that we get into – I learned this – with baby bottles, you know, people wash the nipples and then they'll throw them in a plastic bag while they're still damp, and mold forms.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you can't see the mold, but the baby's swallowing it.
Yeah.
So I would wash the neti pot, I would dry it thoroughly, and then I would put it in a cabinet somewhere where dust and stuff can't settle on it. Between you and I definitely wouldn't wash it in the dishwasher personally.
Interesting.
And just make sure that when you use it, you don't backwash any boogers into it. That's all. You're supposed to, you know, breathe it in. Don't blow back into it. That's all.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
On a disgusting note,
I want to talk about a little dirt here.
Yeah, we're gonna talk a little dirt about somebody. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm really talking about dirt.
Oh, real dirt.
Yeah, you know how I'd love to garden, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
What could it be?
Maybe dirt is similar to an antidepressant.
Really?
Yep.
What do you do, eat it?
No, that's what I asked you during the break. It's like, how can dirt be similar? The article that I've just read says that dirt has a bacteria called Mycobacterium vacae.
Okay.
Mycobacterium vacae,
okay,
in it. So how does get into your – is it through your hands?
It's got to be absorbed through the skin, I would imagine. Or, you know, maybe you're rubbing your eyes and you're rubbing your nose while you're breathing it in. You know, when you start turning dirt, particulate matter becomes airborne. You breathe it in.
Mm-hmm.
Could be that way.
It says that this living organism acts like a mood booster on the human brain, increasing serotonin and norepinephrine.
That's pretty impressive.
Isn't that impressive? So maybe, you know, when people talk about being addicted to gardening, there's really something to that.
Well, people always talk about when you garden, it gives you a great sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And it's intrinsically, it might be the effects of the bacterium, and extrinsically, it's reaping the rewards of your gardening, you know, the flowers or the vegetables or whatever. But clearly, people who garden, I mean, they love it. They do it for weekends and all weekend long. Interestingly enough, there was another discovery back in 1964 of a drug that a bacteria found in the sand on Easter Island called rapamycin. Rapamycin is the anti-rejection drug given to patients who undergo transplant therapies mm-hmm. to keep their bodies from rejecting what the foreign organ.
Mm-hmm.
It's also right now being studied as an anti-aging drug because in rats it extends life dramatically. So they've been studying it, rapamycin. We've all heard the word rapamycin because part of muscle protein synthesis is triggering mTOR, which is the mammalian target of rapamycin. But rapamycin was originally discovered in 1946 in the sand on Easter Island because the natives there believed that the sand was able to cure cancers and stuff like that. And sure enough, it did because of rapamycin that was in the sand. Yeah, and then of course, pharmaceutical companies found that bacteria. They found a way to synthesize it. They patented the synthesized version, and they sell it to people as a drug. But here's another example of good things in the soil.
That's interesting.
You know, the more and more we try to use science to explain everything and give us control, the more and more it points to the fact that nature has already thought of it, done it, fixed it, and we really can't outsmart nature. It's just further evidence of it.
Well, how come the FDA doesn't want us to take supplements, but they can take and synthesize things that are natural.
Right. Well, here's a perfect example. You talked this morning about a drug.
Yes.
That may actually, that was originally designed for cancer.
Yes.
That may actually reverse Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Okay. Then you told me the name of the drug, and I looked it up in my PDR, and lo and behold, I found out that it's nothing more than synthetic vitamin A.
That just...
It's a retinoid receptor agonist, and antagonist, and it's really just nothing more. It does nothing more than what vitamin A does. So I started looking at some research and looking for things that activate the retinoid X receptor, and other than retinoic acid, which is vitamin A, this drug does.
And that is Bexarotene?
Yeah, Bexarotene, I think is what it's called.
Bexarotene.
Yeah, Bexarotene. Okay, so it's an anti-cancer drug that has limited effectiveness as an anti-cancer drug, probably because it's synthetic. But it is showing great evidence that it may be able to reduce the buildup of amyloid beta plaque in the brain, which is linked to Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When you look at what it is, it's just synthetic vitamin A. So why not just take 10,000 IUs of vitamin A every day before you develop plaque and cancer?
Because the pharmaceutical industry can't mark it up about
100%. That's right. They can't make any money. Now, but that's why. This is why the FDA is going after supplements on behalf of their clients, not the people of America, their clients who are the drug companies. Drug companies don't want people staying well. Imagine that you are a shoemaker.
Okay.
And you discover a way to make a shoe that automatically adjusts in size as the person grows, and the sole never wears out ever. What would happen to the shoe industry?
They'd all go under.
So what would your competitors want? Would they praise you and say, you're a genius, God bless you, go on, we're going to close up shop because you've solved all the problems in the shoe industry, we're going to find something else to do? Or would they say, how are we going to put that SOB out of business?
That's exactly what they would say.
Bingo.
It always goes back to money, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, yes, because greed drives everything in this country. There's nothing there's very little that's altruistic any longer. It's sad to say. It's sad to say. But that's the way it is.
We got an email from a friend who is a nurse.
Was a nurse. A long, long time ago, and science has flipped and evolved and doubled and tripled and quadrupled since she was a nurse. So, go ahead.
But in the email, there were several articles about basically how bad vitamins and minerals and supplements are for you. She forwarded the email to me, which I forwarded to you, and it just... It goes to show that that's what they're feeding to nurses out
well,
there.
Well, it's even worse than that, actually. One of the articles, I'll read the title and you can guess the rest of it. One of the articles says, trash the vitamins, convince your patients.
That says a lot right there.
Trash the vitamins, colon, convince your patients. The other one says dietary supplements and mortality rates in women, a cautionary tale. This is just a throwback from that study that was proliferated that Dr. Michael Smith came on and talked about, that these were people who were asked over the past 30 years, how often have you taken vitamins? Self-reporting doesn't work.
Right.
Most people don't know what they had for lunch 11 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
They surely can't. Well, yeah, I think I take vitamin A every day. I most days. Self-reporting doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a flawed study. That was worthless. They may as well sat outside of, you know, a donut shop and asked people their nutritional advice. I mean, it would have been as worthless as that.
Right.
So, but these are people who are saying vitamins and mortality in defense of supplements. This is nothing more than propaganda being passed out to the people on the front lines who are telling the uninformed and the ignorant, don't take your vitamins. They're not going to work for you. In fact, they've been shown to actually shorten your life. But let me write you a prescription
And they're not FDA approved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that one.
They're not FDA approved. So you don't know what's in them.
Yeah. Like, you know what's in prescription drugs.
I had someone tell me that the other day. Well, you don't know what's in those vitamins that you're taking.
Right. Right. And you know what? I don't know what's in a prescription drug either, quite frankly. And quite frankly, my doctor doesn't as well. Most mm-hmm. doctors don't have a clue of what they're prescribing today. They're told what it does by the cute little rep who comes in and pushes it to them, and they give it out to their patients willingly. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, a research study that was funded by the NIH, five prestigious scientists did this research
right.
in 2003, it was, I believe I told you. And they showed that there's over 700,000 deaths a year as a result of people taking their medications as prescribed. Now, this is a wide variety of deaths. Some people had drug interactions because their doctor didn't know what he was doing and the pharmacist didn't catch it in time before they realized, uh-oh, when you mix those two things together, your blood pressure bottoms out, your heart stops beating. So sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were others that were a result of polypharmacy, where by taking these drugs, the load to the system just destroyed the liver and the kidneys, and the person died from other complications not even related to the disease that they were being treated for.
Mm-hmm.
So almost a million, safe to say 780,000, almost a million people a year die from taking prescription medications as prescribed. And then the FDA tells us that we need to regulate supplements because they're dangerous. I'm waiting to hear who died from taking too much vitamin C or E or D or A, or name one.
Uh-huh.
Name a supplement. I mean, sure, some people go to the hospital from taking a supplement because they have a bad reaction to it.
Have you heard of someone?
Well, you know, there's got to be somebody out there. I mean, I'm going to hear somebody who says, you know, my mother was allergic to L-carnitine or something. She took it one day and she ended up getting a rash and she went to the hospital. Yeah, you're probably right. There are those. But that, if you added all those people up over the course of 5 years, it wouldn't be what dies in 1 year from taking prescribed medications in this country.
Well, and forget about it. Not only that, I mean, my stepfather's just recently been in the hospital, and now he has additional infection from where? Guess where he got it?
From the hospital. Not related to anything but him being at the hospital.
Exactly.
This was not an estimated side effect of his surgery.
No, it came from the anesthesiologist.
Right, where they made the incision. It's actually from the environment of the hospital. The hospital, you know, let's put it this way. If you're sick and you want to get better, find a way to avoid the hospital. If you're sick and you want to stay sick and get sicker, go to the hospital. We have to take a commercial break.
Again?
Yes, already? I know. We actually went 2 minutes over, 2.5 minutes over on that one because it was so lively. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with more great stories. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, and I'm in the studio with the meaner, Alisa Profumo. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I know we were going to change stories.
Yes.
But I received an email just now. This is appearing this morning in the LA Times. For those of you on the West Coast, you may have read this already. And I just want to read this briefly because it sickens me. And it's not what people are going to think sickens me about this story. The headline says, Promising obesity drug candidate destroys bone, study says. And basically what they are doing is a group is looking at fibroblast growth factor 21, which is one of the fibroblast growth factors.
Mm-hmm.
Fibroblast growth factor is responsible for a variety of things in the body, including the production of new nerves. So like when you have an injury and nerves are destroyed, fibroblast growth factors, certain variants of them will actually cause collateralization and growth of new nerves sprouting, okay? But this one, 21, apparently burns fat. But the problem is that it leaches all of the minerals out of the bones. And they were working on this because they see this as a potential answer to the diabetes and obesity problem in the United States. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And the article goes on to say that companies are feverishly rushing to find the answers to cope with the obesity epidemic in the United States. Now, look at this, because people are being told that what is quote unquote healthy is not, and what they are eating is leading to continued obesity. Instead of people opening their eyes and listening and going, you know, I guess that wasn't working. Let me try a different way. And losing weight naturally, these companies are going to deliver products that will get rid of obesity but will destroy something else in your body, and the FDA will condone it. They will condone it. You mark my words. This is not the last we've heard of this fibroblast growth factor 21 agent. They're going to go back and they're going to go, well, if we modulate this and change this molecule, then it doesn't leach the bones, but it's going to be doing something else, folks. It's going to be doing something else. But this is just more evidence of this stupid pharmaceutical agenda. Just, it's a parasitic situation of just bleeding off people.
Speaking of diabetes, how about Paula Deen? She was supposed, as Carmela Cierzo told me, that she was supposed to be on the doctors yesterday.
She backed out, I bet, huh?
I don't know if she backed out or what happened, but I got tuned in a little bit late. I was doing cardio, so I thought I would try and see if she was on there, and I didn't see her. I didn't see anything having to do with her, but I did read an article that Carmela posted for me just talking about the doctors who had talked about her.
Mm-hmm.
That doctor's show. Do you know what show?
Yeah, I hate the show, but I got to say, I called it wrong. Yesterday I said, or the day before I said, that she was going to be on, and I'm sure they're going to embrace her. As the Pied Piper, but I guess they didn't.
No, the female on there, who is Dr. Lisa Masterson, said she was disturbed by Paula Deen becoming a spokesperson for the diabetes medication. And she said that she actually looked into the camera as if she was talking to Paula Deen and said, "You're an amazing cook, but you shouldn't be hawking medicines."
Well, she's not an amazing cook.
No, she's not.
I mean, you know what? Let's be honest. She cooks the food that's at the core of disease in this country. How can you say she's an amazing cook? I'm going to say something very, very probably extreme. She's no different than the heroin dealer of my era that was taking people and getting them hooked on heroin and guaranteeing them a life of nothing but destroyed dreams and hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat the way Paula Deen cooks, you will have health and have what Paula Deen has right now.
One thing that that Dr. Stork, I guess he's the younger guy, I'm not sure which one is which, but he said, we try to treat diabetes with pills. I see amputations all the time. A pill is not the answer.
It's not.
And I was surprised he said that.
Well, you know what? It's refreshing to hear that they've done that.
Uh-huh.
But I have to tell you, I'm still suspect. I feel like they must have gotten feedback and they thought, you know, we need to jump on this and this is our opinion, because they promote nothing but medicine on that show. Medicine, medicine, medicine. They talk about a disease. They talk about a pharmaceutical intervention. They talk about a disease. They talk about a surgical intervention. That's all they do. And medicine is not the answer for everything. It's not.
No.
It should be the last resort. Like our great-grandparents. Our great-grandparents most likely did not see a doctor in their lives except maybe a couple times. And that was it.
Yeah.
They lived to be 80 and 90 and 100. So something is really wrong with that picture. But I'm glad. If they lambasted Paula Deen, good for them. Thank you.
Yes. I did want to talk a little bit about an email that we got from one of our listeners.
Okay.
Charles Spencer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And this kind of falls right into it because you're talking about medications and stuff. Basically, he sent a few weeks ago, we were talking about rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
And I think that we were talking about how people who have rheumatoid arthritis should exercise because it's beneficial for them.
Yes, and it has been shown to be beneficial, but that doesn't mean it
not for everyone.
Right.
Well, evidently, exercise for him was counterproductive. He must have had really severe rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
In his message, it's rather long, so I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to try to
synopsize it.
Yes, he was taking thousands of dollars of medications a week. That's what his rheumatoid arthritis doctor, his rheumatologist,
thank you,
told him to take, and he was, you know, feeling so bad when he woke up in the morning, he couldn't hardly even close his hand to close it onto a tennis ball. He couldn't hardly walk for 2 hours after he woke up in the morning. The pain was so bad, and he said he tried to hide it from people, but anyway, basically what he did, his wife said, you know, told him about celiac disease.
Right.
And come to find out that once he started taking grains out of his diet and adjusting his diet, guess what? He's healthy now.
And
the
autoimmune disease
went away.
I wish we could get that little story. Well, I want to send that email to our friend in California whose friend heads up Boniva for the nation,
who said
when we watched that rheumatoid arthritis commercial with that golfer, and he said, well, there's a disease you can't just get rid of.
Right.
And I shot back, bull dinky.
Yeah. Yes, you did. But he says, you know, he started to investigate paleo because of listening to our show. He went to, I guess, a seminar where Randy Roach was.
I think what he's probably talking about is Randy very rarely goes anywhere, but he did come down to Ohio when Josh Trentine introduced his new weightlifting machines. He's kind of following in Arthur Jones's steps, and he came up with his own kind of Nautilus-esque machines, and Randy made the trip to Ohio for that. So I have to believe that that's where he saw Randy.
And he says it was basically correcting the underlying effect of his diet.
Well, didn't you say that he started eating raw, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I did.
Okay. So, once again, here's a disease that the rheumatologist will tell you, and those in the know on the pharmaceutical side will tell you, you can't get rid of, you can't get over, you can only manage it. And here's a guy who got rid of it. He's not just managing it. He's cured himself. What does that say?
Didn't someone else, Kevin?
Kevin Johnson, right? It
was Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, from Ohio. Also from Ohio, by the way. Since we're talking about Randy being up in Ohio. What does this tell you, folks? And then you got these companies out there trying to come up with drugs for those of us who don't understand the linkage between nutrition and disease. They just can't believe it. When you tell somebody, just stop eating grain, they're like, but grain is healthy. What about whole grain? It's grain.
Mm-hmm.
Whole grain, half grain, two-thirds grain, it's grain. Stop eating grain.
Well, so anyway, this was a really powerful message, and I just wanted to talk about it because I was touched by it. And he says now that he listens to the show live. I just got another message from him.
He's obviously there now. Okay.
Hope you're listening.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And I really appreciate him sharing that story because it's important for people to hear these stories themselves because there's a lot of people out there who are suffering with their own burdens of health issues. And you can't lose faith. You must believe that the answers are in nutrition. If you can't, if it's not working for you, it's because you just haven't found the nutritional approach that is sympathetic to your body. But it always comes down to nutrition. Hippocrates said it, let food be thy medicine and medicine be food. And he was right. And they have been trying to come up with different ways to avoid the truth in that. The allopathic doctors, but it's still the truth. If once, you know what would happen if everybody got this message and started eating differently, aside from the fact that bread companies and these other companies would go the ways of Twinkies, okay, which, you know, but we wouldn't have any healthcare issues.
the medical industry would have to dry up and become a fraction, a slither of what it is today. The pharmaceutical industry would go out of business. They'd have to start, they'd have to start selling illegal drugs to stay in business. Mm-hmm. They'd have to lobby the Capitol Hill to legalize crack so they could sell it.
Speaking of lobbying.
Yes.
Can we, have you told?
Oh, I already did.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
The next Casual Friday, we're going to actually have Jack Abramoff, the Uber lobbyist, the guy who you know what? And I don't want to give away the interview, but I like Jack. I think Jack is a great guy, and not just because of what he's doing now. Okay. But you know, everybody that's interviewed Jack so far, they're like, you know, you're slime and how could you do that? And you corrupted these people. And he didn't corrupt anybody. These politicians are corrupt. He took advantage of something that was there. That's all he did. He took advantage of something that was there. He didn't create corruption. Those politicians are still corrupt today. Even though he's not up there on Capitol Hill, they're still doing their dirty deals without Abramoff.
They had a movie out about him, right?
Casino Jack. I loved it. It was Kevin Spacey plays him. Kevin did a fantastic job playing Jack Abramoff. It was a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen the movie Casino Jack, try to get it in before next Friday when Jack Abramoff is on the show, and you'll have a better feel for who this guy is. We have to take a commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, salami, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is Eddie Grant. Remember this? Electric Avenue.
Oh, is that what this is?
It's just like the very beginning of it over and over again. Wait. Listen. No, Funky Town. Let me take you to Funky Town. Welcome back.
Don't quit your day job.
No. I'm going to have to get a night job, too. I'm not that good at my day job, either.
So, you watched the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I like the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't follow football at all, but I like the halftime entertainment, and I like the commercials.
So, did you see the commercial? I think it was about Chevy trucks. This made me think
Ford or Chevy? Yeah, it was Chevy.
Chevy. This made me think about it earlier because you said something about Twinkies.
Yes.
And this was supposed to be like the end of the world.
Yeah.
And the guy standing there eating Twinkies.
Yeah. The only people that were left were the people that were inside their trucks because, in other words, these trucks are so indestructible.
Uh-huh.
And the only food left was a Twinkie.
So
these guys meet up in the middle of the city like, I thought there was no one left. And they're all looking at it, and they're all in the same type of truck. And then the guy says, well, something to the effect of, you know, they're built so tough. You know, they even survived the end of the world was the implication. And then the guy's got a box of Twinkies. Go, hey, you want one? The guy, yeah, let me have one. So that's all it's going to make it is Twinkies and those trucks. And that's it.
Maybe McDonald's hamburgers.
I bet they will. I really do.
You know
what's really interesting? And you pointed it out this morning. I mean, people on the internet started talking about the indestructibility of McDonald's hamburgers way before we adopted Burgie.
Oh, yes. We adopted Burgie last year.
Right. So, I mean, and there's a guy who actually has a museum to fast food hamburgers that these hamburgers have been there for years now, right?
Since 1989.
Right, 1989. Uh-huh. But now, all of a sudden, you know, the mainstream media finally picked up on the story that, well, we can't ignore this any longer, I guess. We look stupid.
Was it finally?
And so now it's on, where did it appear in mainstream media?
CNN, the Washington Post, and several other mainstream media.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, and you can believe me or not, but you better bet your bottom dollar that before they aired those stories, they let McDonald's know that they were airing those stories so that McDonald's could get their crisis management people together and come up with a plausible story. And believe me, they got the approval of McDonald's because McDonald's is a huge advertiser.
Well, the story that they picked up on was only the Happy Meal Project is what it was called.
Which you pointed out was only for how long?
6 months.
Right. So and that was the angle,
and
right?
It drew a lot of criticism from critics who say that the burgers will decompose if you give them enough time.
Right.
Which I take issue with. Is 6 months not enough time?
I mean, a human body starts decomposing in 6 months.
That is...
See, and this is what I'm saying. So they softballed the story. They kind of did the story, but they softballed it. So then most people go, oh, 6 months. Maybe they're right. Maybe that's not a long enough time for them to decompose. But what people don't realize is there's a guy somewhere in the Midwest who has a museum that's been around since the 80s.
Since 1989.
And the burgers are there day in and day out. They're still not decomposing. And how do you answer, why doesn't the bun decompose in 6 months? I mean, bread gets moldy like really quick.
Is it first of all, why do the burgers? Is it the salt in the burgers?
I don't know. Some people say it's because the burger has no moisture.
Moisture.
So it's kind of like beef jerky.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which that might be possible, but other people say that it's because there's so much sodium, and salt is a preservative. In fact, they used to salt beef jerky back in the day to keep it from going bad while they were traveling, you know, through the prairies and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So it may be both of those, but look, beef jerky was a food alternative. It's like, okay, we're going to be on the road for 6 months with these cows. We're not going to be able to carry a lot of perishable food with us. So we have to have foods that will last, that we can cook and that won't go bad.
you know, I guess we can do beef jerky. It's at least it's a protein source that doesn't go bad. But you don't think those guys, when they got home to their wives and their families, they said, hey, woman, fix me a big bowl of beef jerky. I've been missing eating it for 6 months. Beef jerky is a food alternative. It's not a go-to food, which says that those hamburgers are not good. They're food alternatives. They shouldn't be your first choice
for
food.
Is it really food?
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's a certain percentage of it that is beef, but we don't know what part of the beef it is. You know, they mingle everything together.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at a list of ingredients that are in the buns, that McDonald's buns.
Right.
And it's so long, I can't read it. But, of course, it has high fructose corn syrup in it.
And by the way, that might be why they stay good longer, by the way. High fructose corn syrup. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Soybean oil, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, ammonium sulfate.
Yeah, I want to talk about that and partially hydrogenated.
So anyway, the list is so long. I mean, who really wants to eat that? Those chemicals?
Right. Okay, let's talk about two of those things I take issues with.
Okay.
The FDA, okay, in their divine wisdom.
Yes.
We realize now hydrogenated oils are bad for us. Really, really bad. Lots of people died too young because they were eating hydrogenated oils in large amounts, and the FDA said it was safe. Okay? So there's this big backlash, and this is the kind of half-step concessions you get from the government. You know, they really don't give you what you need. They give you what they're willing to give you, but make it sound like it's what you wanted. Okay? Uh-huh. Everything still has hydrogenated oil in it that had it before. They just reduced the amounts. And the FDA said, look, if it has under a gram of hydrogenated oil per serving, you don't have to say it has trans fats.
So are there chemists on the FDA board? Do you know?
I'm sure there are.
Okay. I was just wondering if there were doctors and chemists.
Oh, yeah. They've got scientists over there. Okay. I'm sure they do. I have to believe that the best scientists really don't get the good jobs because they don't want them to figure things out. They probably keep them in the basement, you know, and don't let them work on any important projects. But, yeah, so the FDA says, look, to the food industry, keep it under a gram per serving. So either adjust your serving size or find other things you can put in there. You can still put hydrogenated oil in there. Don't worry about it. So when you see something that says no trans fats and a big label on the front of it, zero trans fats, heart healthy, FDA says so. And then you read it, and it says it's got partially hydrogenated coconut oil and partially hydrogenated soybean oil. It has trans fats, folks. It's like that old saying, you can't be a little pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't have a little bit of hydrogenated oil in there and not have trans fats. But in FDA speak, it doesn't have any trans fats.
I always go back to, they can put that on their packaging on processed food, but Diamond Walnuts can't put on their packaging that they're heart healthy.
Right, right, exactly.
Because they haven't paid the FDA.
Yeah,
to say that.
Yeah, the FDA is. You know what? The greatest source of death in this country comes at the oversight and the implementation of the FDA. The FDA, all those companies that are killing people with bad foods and bad drugs, have one thing in common. It's like a big wheel. And all those companies are like spokes, and the hub is the FDA. So if you can sue those companies, then you should be able to sue the FDA for all of those companies.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA is the one single funnel point where all that poison is getting to us under the approval of the FDA. The FDA has killed more people in this country than any Attila the Hun and the Spanish Inquisition and all the dead bodies lined up from the Tudor dynasty. You take all the dead bodies for the past 1,000 years and put them in a pile, and then you put the dead bodies that the FDA is responsible for in this country, and the pile on the FDA side is bigger.
Did you also want to talk about ammonium
oh, yeah.
sulfate?
So ammonium sulfate, it's in every bread product to give it that golden brown color, to make it look like, oh, that's whole grain and healthy.
Isn't that also what's in food plants? Plant food.
Yeah, it's fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
But ammonium sulfate, okay, is basically the powder rendered from when you take ammonia and water and you evaporate it. You're left with a powder. It's just basically like a diluted form of ammonia, nothing more.
And that's healthy to eat?
Well, of course not. It's a known poison. In large quantities, it'll kill you.
FDA says low levels.
Well, small quantities. That's it. Small quantities, okay. I think I'm going to die. What size bullet? A 22? Oh, it's a small bullet. It's just a little bit of lead. You'll be okay. You really didn't get shot. Only if you get shot with a 38 or bigger, then you get shot. It's like it's insane. Their logic is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But ammonium hydroxide we're talking about, right?
Sulfate.
No, it's actually hydroxide.
No, it's sulfate.
Okay. Either way.
Ammonium sulfate in McDonald's buns.
Okay, you're right. Now, bottom line is it is a form of ammonia. And ammonia is a corrosive. It's been linked to cancers. It's been linked to damaging the heart. It's been linked to all sorts of things. Look, it's not good. That's why your mother used to wear rubber gloves when she used to wash the floor with ammonia and water. She didn't want to get it on her hands. And it's in our food, folks.
You were thinking of the ammonium hydroxide that's in the pink slime that goes into McDonald's hamburgers.
Oh, yes, yes, the pink slime that gives it the pink color.
Yes. That's the pink slime that has ammonium hydroxide in it to kill bacteria.
Right, because back in the day, because everybody used to joke about McDonald's hamburgers being gray mystery meat. Well, McDonald's fixed that. They added some color to it.
Well, according to CNN, McDonald's announced that they're no longer going to use this food additive, which is called pink slime. And that's the filler that we're talking about,
right?
In the
hamburgers.
Yeah.
What are they going to use instead?
The USDA says that the use of ammoniated beef trimmings is safe.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though it is ammonium hydroxide.
Yeah. 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 The USDA and the FDA. Oh my God. Oh, shame. Everybody that works at those agencies, you should be ashamed of yourself. Because you're killing people unnecessarily. You know these things are no good for anybody. Stop striving for personal wealth. Stop striving for personal success. Start thinking about the masses that you're affecting with your stupid decisions.
It also says that two other fast food chains have reportedly stopped using it. I wonder which. It doesn't name the chains.
I'll bet you Wendy's did. Wendy's has a good burger. If you had to go and have a burger, and you didn't, and you could take the bun and throw it away because Wendy's burgers, their buns also have high fructose corn syrup in them and all the other crap. But the patties are good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you guys actually talked about it a little bit last night. If you're on the road and you don't have anything to eat, what would you do?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Mark said he's eaten McDonald's hamburger patties by themselves. I would have driven a little further and found the Wendy's between you and I. Okay. I just think Wendy's has a better quality of meat than McDonald's. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You know, who really knows what goes on behind the doors of these slaughterhouses that produce these patties for these companies? I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something else really shocking, and then we're going to take a break. We're going a little over. Some startling news. Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take a break because this is an important story. I don't want to rush through it. Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about a story that is breaking. We actually talked about Neotain a while ago, and I guess there's something happening about it now, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We shall return. Woo! Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the
Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Wait a minute, I got a moonwalk. I'll be right back.
Can you moonwalk?
No. Where is it? The sun has the greatest gravity, right? I can sunwalk because I'm just so big and gawky. I'm Gongola. Get out of my way.
Gongola. Okay, so Monsanto is at it again.
Neotame.
Well, Neotame has been around since 2002. Evidently, the FDA quietly and unassumingly approved the use of Neotame back in 2002. Without people knowing it.
Yeah.
But now the FDA has declared that the synthetic sweetener does not have to be labeled in food products, even in organic food products.
Because it is a derivative of aspartame, and aspartame has already been approved by them. So Neotame gets kind of grandfathered, the door opened, right?
No, they don't have to label it on anything.
So you mean, okay, when did that come about? Do you know when that came about?
This article is from February 8th, 2012.
Okay, so they just did this. So that means that we can look forward to foods labels not saying that they have Neotame in them, but the food still having Neotame in them. This is really disgusting.
It says here, here's another article from FarmWars that says this food labeling requirements that are required for aspartame have now been dropped for Neotame. The FDA has dropped the labeling restrictions on Neotame, Monsanto's Neotame, and no one is clear why this has been allowed to happen.
Oh, no one is clear. Come on, we know why, because the FDA is corrupt. The Monsanto basically, oh, you know what? Why doesn't the FDA just take the letters down, FDA, and put Monsanto's name up on the building and get it over with?
Let me make this very clear. Neotame does not have to be included in any list of ingredients, not USDA certified food items, not kosher products, nothing.
Who said that?
This is on the Farm Wars.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So, Neotame is going to be in foods. We're not going to know about it. So, why does this matter, Alisa? Why? So, maybe Neotame is good. I mean, aspartame is no good. We know that it causes headaches and stuff. Neotame converts directly to formaldehyde, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Not even wood alcohol. Aspartame converts to wood alcohol.
No, it converts directly to formaldehyde.
This converts directly to formaldehyde. So basically what you do is that you have enough Neotame every single day, and when you finally do die from the Neotame, they don't have to embalm you because you already have enough formaldehyde in your body. This is really good for the mortuary industry, actually. You're going to save a lot of money burying people.
Oh, listen to this. Okay, so the delicious steak that you're chowing down on, that cow may have likely been fed a feed containing Neotame, a product called Sweet Toast, S-W-E-E-T-O-S, is actually composed of Neotame and is being substituted for molasses now.
This is
in
disgusting.
In animal feed.
That's why you got to buy from your, look, you know what? You got to buy from your local family farm. You got to buy from your local family farm. I said it again. Your life depends on it. Your life depends on it. I'm not just saying this.
Okay. This is a quote from the CEO of the NutraSweet company, which is a division of Searly, which is owned by Monsanto.
Right.
Sweet Toast is an economical substitute for molasses. Sweet Toast guarantees the masking of unpleasant taste and odor and improves the palatability of the feed. This product will be economical for farmers and manufacturers of cattle feed. It can also be used in mineral mixtures.
Interestingly, on the Neotame website for the company's product, the first thing you read is not about how Neotame is healthy or safe. As the price of raw materials continues to rise, Neotame offers manufacturers a unique solution to lower their ingredient costs. Without any consideration of whether it's healthy or not, all they talk about is lowering costs, which really means, when translated, increased profits.
Yeah, it's always about
the
money.
Yeah, if you can lower the cost of a product but keep selling it at the same price, you just increased your profits. So here again, we have an example of food poisons being approved by the FDA, not only being approved by the FDA, but giving these companies the ability to get to, unsuspectingly, we are going to be eating it. This violates our rights for informed consent.
Yes.
You can't even make it a decision anymore because you don't even know if it's there or not. If you continue to buy processed foods, you're an idiot because there's probably going to be Neotame in it.
It says, so what is the solution to the problem? Buy local or organic food, know your local farmer, and don't buy processed foods, whether they're labeled organic or not.
Right. That's it. This is what it's coming down to, folks. This is it. You know what? I'm going to say something, and I feel stupid saying it. The end of the world is within sight. These companies for profit are going to poison everybody, and then once we're all dead, who's going to pay taxes? The world, this is insane.
That sounded like a conspiracy theorist.
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's the fact that we are being bombarded on every angle. We're being forced to take pharmaceuticals. We're being forced to eat foods that are killing us and causing disease. We're being forced to live in an environment where just breathing the air is no good for you.
Don't forget, Tom Vilsack said, We will eat what the government tells us to eat.
Wants us to eat. The government wants us to eat because the government knows what's best for us.
Yes.
This is disgusting. Well, I'm telling you now, stay away from processed foods because it probably has Neotame in it. Now, you know what the FDA is going to say already. We already know what they're going to say. Look, it's not going to hurt you because it's in such small amounts, it really doesn't matter. But you know what? All of this stuff in such small amounts causes a gravitational pull on your body's health. A little Neotame, a little of this, a little red dye number 7, all these things, your liver is struggling. Your liver is going, please stop. I can't handle this anymore.
Yes.
Let Tom Vilsack take the Neotame and inject it. Let him feed Neotame to his grandkids. And let's watch when they start growing a third head, then we'll go, oh, okay, maybe it wasn't safe after all.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to your kids, Tom.
Do you want to talk about the arsenic in chicken feed?
Yes, as long as we're talking about idiocy. Apparently, lawmakers are debating.
In Maryland.
Lawmakers in Maryland are debating whether or not arsenic should be allowed in chicken feed.
Now, that's important because Purdue is there.
Yeah, well, Purdue doesn't use arsenic in their chicken
feed. No, they stopped using it back in 2007. So yes. If you buy your chicken at grocery stores, make sure it's the Purdue.
Yes.
Because they stopped using this arsenic in 2007.
Now, let's talk about why arsenic is in chicken feed. And here's what, okay, I'm going to tell you what they're going to say to you. It's organic arsenic. These chickens are being fed organic arsenic, okay? By the way, organic arsenic can kill you, too, in a large enough dose. It's not just inorganic that can kill you, but your body can cope with organic arsenic. It's designed to cope with organic arsenic a little more readily than inorganic. Okay, so those who say there's nothing wrong with it will say, look, the chickens are eating it. They're not dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then they'll say it's organic arsenic.
Mm-hmm.
And organic arsenic is not the bad arsenic. It's the inorganic arsenic. Okay, so let's go with that for a second. Why are you feeding chickens arsenic in the first place? Because it makes them bigger faster, makes them fatter. They put on more weight. Once again, it's cheap to put in the feed, and it makes the chickens bigger. So for a little tiny penny here, you make a lot more dollars there. So that's the reason they're doing it. But here's what they forget to mention, that when organic arsenic is digested and excreted by the chickens, it becomes inorganic arsenic.
That's interesting.
And the chicken poop is being fed to other animals. But more importantly, the FDA already investigated chicken on store shelves back in, I'm trying to see what the date here is, 2011,
and
they said,
found.
Yeah, they admitted that supermarket chicken tests positive for high levels of arsenic.
In the livers of broiler chickens.
No, the chicken on the shelves.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, in the liver of the broiler chickens that are on the shelf.
Right, but they also tested chicken breasts.
Oh, did they?
All the chicken, yeah, see, when the chicken eats arsenic, guess what? It gets deposited in all their cells, the whole body.
Okay, so, and then in this article that I read, Maryland is concerned because of the soil that has 30,000 pounds of arsenic every year
pooped into it,
and now they're worried about that being in their soil. So if they're worried about that arsenic being in their soil, why are they not worried about it being in their chicken when they're consuming it?
Yeah, exactly. Because, and you know why. Because the manufacturers of chicken products, like Tyson, for instance, who sells their chicken to KFC, by the way. So go out and have a arsenic-laden chicken breast this afternoon.
From KFC.
They don't want to have to change because this is going to make their chicken smaller. And they're going to lose money. If they can't poison us, they're going to lose money. That's what this comes down to. But the interesting thing is, to go back to the original statement, is that these politicians in Maryland are pondering. We're pondering, gee, should we tell them to take the arsenic out of the chicken? I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't. What are you guys, idiots?
They're worried that it could hurt Maryland's leading agriculture sector, which is already struggling to stay profitable.
Yeah, so you know what? Let's sacrifice the people and keep the agricultural sector sound. That's a smart idea. Yeah, that's where the adage throwing the baby out with the bathwater came from, guys and gals up there in the Capitol in Maryland. My God. Yeah, so let's sacrifice the people so the chicken industry can survive. What are you people, stupid? Yeah, I know why, because you got arsenic in you.
Okay, so the poultry industry officials say that the issue should be left up to the FDA regulators to decide whether the arsenic-containing drug presents a public health threat.
Yeah, and of course, what's the FDA going to say? Well, it's in such small amounts, it really doesn't pose a threat, and we think it's okay because Tyson and all these other companies really pay us a lot of money to do the testing on their products. We don't want to piss them off because, by the way, I'm actually trying to get a job over there when I retire from the FDA. I don't want to piss them off over there.
Okay, so this guy from the poultry industry says, his name is Bill Satterfield, with all due respect to members of the committee, you all are not toxicologists, biochemists, medical doctors, and some of the other skill sets that are needed to make these technical decisions.
So in other words, you have to have all of those specialists to tell you that having arsenic in chickens Not that's arriving there naturally because they're in a natural environment and that's the way it happens in nature, but because you're pumping these chickens full of arsenic, you're telling me that I need an expert to tell me that that's not healthy. You're a guy who should be eating arsenic on a day-to-day basis. You should be eating plenty of arsenic on a day-to-day basis. We'll run a test on you. What's his name?
Bill Satterfield.
Bill Satterfield. Somebody send that guy a drum of arsenic. Just have a tablespoon a day. Let's see how you do. I mean, really, you need specialists to tell you that feeding your livestock a known poison that then ends up in the flesh and then is consumed by the people is not a good idea? I need a toxicologist to tell me that? Oh my God, what has it come to? When will common sense come back around? Is there like a leap year for common sense where like every 7 years we get our common sense back? This is stupid.
It really
I can't
is.
Even believe we're talking about it. That's the irony of it.
So just be careful when you're buying chicken. Don't buy Tyson Farms. Buy Purdue.
Buy Purdue.
And if you don't buy from your local farmer.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, only buy food that is approved by the FDA, that has the statements on the outside of the box are supported by the FDA, because the FDA, they're just out to protect you. That's all. They're not out for anything else.
See, you can get orange juice with fungicide.
Yeah, let it wash through. I love that. I keep thinking about that statement. Well, we're not going to make them throw all that orange juice away. We're just going to let it wash through. Wash through what? Wash through the livers of the people who are eating it? I mean, drinking it? Wash through.
You can get apple juice with arsenic in it.
Yeah. That's another thing. You know, you forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the arsenic in pesticides, the arsenic in our animal protein, if you're buying from the grocery store, God knows what else has arsenic in it. So when the FDA goes, look, that's just a tiny bit of arsenic. But when you add up all the arsenic in your daily diet at the end of the week, you find out that you're breaking the limit on the parts per million that your body can handle.
Right.
They look at these things in a vacuum. They go, oh, people only eat one piece of chicken a week. It's really not a lot of chicken.
No, they don't.
No, of course, but that's what they're saying. They're looking at chicken by itself. They go, no, this chicken's okay. It's under the limit. But then when they say, well, this person's also eating apples and drinking apple juice and orange juice and all the other arsenic that's accumulating and all these other things they're getting as well.
So buy organic apples and make your own apple juice.
Just buy from your local farmer. And if it's out of season, don't buy it.
Yeah.
That's it. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, you know what I really want to talk about?
What?
More rulings that are hurting people. This notion that animals that are too sick and weak to stand up to be slaughtered can still be slaughtered and you can still eat them. This goes back to the...
That's just wrong.
You know what? You're right. It's cosmically wrong. It's karmically wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, once again, this is about allowing people to eat sick animals. And guess what? When you eat sick animals, you get sick. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey, give me that. She called me redheaded. Creepy with the girl next door. Picture this. We were both butt naked. Banging on the bathroom door.
I have never endorsed a training guide before. The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just when I thought I was going to be able to chill out a little bit, I have to talk about this. Dr. Peter Rouse posted this on my wall earlier in the week, and it really ties into what we're talking about here.
And it's pretty disturbing, too.
It is disturbing. In the state of California, they tried to pass a law that if an animal was non-ambulatory, could not walk on its own, that it was too sick and too weak to literally walk into the slaughterhouse on itself and be slaughtered, that it needed to be euthanized immediately and not sold as food to human beings. And interestingly enough, a Supreme Court justice ruled that federal laws, not state laws, set the standards for meat safety and blocked California's ability to do this. Now, interesting, this is why this even came about. This is talking back about what they're feeding animals, right?
Right.
That there's a product manufactured by Eli Lilly called Paleen that is fed to pigs that is supposed to reduce their body fat and increase their muscle meat the last couple weeks of their lives, that speeds up their heart and literally kills them. So as a result, these meat producers were bringing dead pigs that had just died. You know, oh, this pig died this morning. You know, there's an old joke. I wouldn't eat that. Why? Because it died before we could kill it. That's an old joke about, you know, eating animals. They were bringing 60 to 80% of their pigs who were sickened and some died in for slaughter that couldn't walk in on their own. They didn't want to just lose their whole investment, and the slaughterhouses were going ahead and killing these sick pigs and processing them. When California found out about it, they said, oh, no, we need a law. If an animal can't walk in on its own, it's too sick to become food. I think that's sensible. But, of course, the federal government got involved and said, no. We make the – not that the rule is right and let us get behind it. We make the rules, not you. You can't do that. And disarmed California's ability. They were going to charge $20,000 fine and 1 year in prison for any violation
of any slaughterhouse or producer who either bought or sold a sick or dying or dead animal for processing for human consumption. I think that's great.
That's what California was
wanted
going
to do.
Right.
But
okay.
but a federal judge decided that it's okay for you to eat animals that were so sick that they died before they could be slaughtered.
It also says that trace amounts have been found in U.S. beef.
Of this paline.
Beef and pork.
Now think about this for a second. Pigs are used in studies to compare to people, and Armour thyroid is pig thyroid, and people take it, and it works great. So there's some similarities in the biology of a pig and a human.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding this paline in trace amounts in the meat of pigs and of cows, too, because apparently they're using it in cows as well. Well, guess what? We're eating that. That paline is ending up in our system. There's a lot of people out there with heart problems today.
That's
now, who's
true.
To say that some of the heart problems are not exacerbated by their consumption of animal protein with trace amounts of paline in it? Oh, no, the FDA is going to tell us it's okay.
It also says, that, you know, how China has a marred reputation for regarding food safety. It has a zero tolerance for this drug.
Paline.
Yeah,
they won't even let their animals over there have it.
It's been banned, as have the European Union and Taiwan.
This is terrible. Once again, folks, I mean, here's an example of the federal government telling us that it's okay for us to eat these sick animals.
It says, while the Department of Agriculture has found traces of, and they're calling it ractopamine, is that
Yeah, that's ractopamine is the actual chemical name. Paline is like what they call it to sell it to people.
Okay, and while the Department of Agriculture has found traces of it in American beef and pork, they have not exceeded the levels of what the FDA has determined safe.
How does the FDA determine what's safe? This is what baffles me. I'm surprised that the FDA hasn't come out and said, a population with 30% cancer, is that safe? We don't need to cure cancer. As long as we keep it under 30%, those people who are dying, let them die. When does the FDA come up with these rules for what is safe and what is not? And who are they to say what's safe for me and for you?
Right. That's exactly what we were talking about this morning, is why does the FDA have the right to tell me what I can put in my body?
Yes. You know, what Maslow's level of, what was it called, the need, hierarchy of needs. The basic needs are food, water, sex, excrement. I mean, I read them the other day on the air. Breathing. It's like these are the basic needs of people. No government should get in the way of basic needs. You should protect the basic needs, but you should not dictate the basic needs of people. You shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this. So the FDA says it's safe levels of paline in the meat, and we go ahead and we eat the meat, and it definitely is doing something to us. Look at all the illness in this country today.
Well, and when you think about it, you know, there's safe arsenic levels in chicken. There's safe arsenic levels in apple juice and on
safe
and
paline
on.
Levels.
And safe neotame.
Safe neotame levels, safe aspartame levels, safe this. All these things that there's safe levels that the FDA is pouring into our livers. Oh, my God, if you are...
But yet it's not safe to take vitamins and minerals.
Make friends with your local family farmer. I'm telling you right now, that's how you're going to stay out of the hospital. I'm telling you, I got no stock in family farms. I don't own any stock in farmers markets. I'm not pushing this because I got a cure I want to sell you. I don't have a book I want to sell you. I'm just telling you, if you want to stay alive, you better make friends with your family farm. Because the day is coming when none of the food is going to be any good anymore. It's just around the corner. I hope that these companies can eat their dollar bills.
And I hope that the farmers can continue to grow their foods as they are and not as Monsanto says they have to.
Well, corn is out. That's it. We just don't eat corn anymore. Every time they GMO something, we just cut it out. We don't eat it anymore. That's it. So, you know, Monsanto, let them feed the – you know what? Maybe this is evolutionary selection pressure 3.0 that we're going to go through here. Maybe there's going to be a huge thinning of the herd. This population is going to be half the size in two decades because of the disease of the people who are eating what they're being told to eat, and the rest of us will continue to live. And hopefully, if there's anything good and karmically right about this world, those people at the FDA and those people on Capitol Hill who are or drinking their own Kool-Aid, they will be part of the thinned out part of the herd. They'll be gone too. And then we can just run the country the way it's supposed to be run. Maybe that's it. The crop is going to end. The bumper crop's going to come in. That's it. I hope that's what it is, I tell you. Anyway, what else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about next week's shows.
Yes.
We've got a couple good ones on Valentine's Day.
Yes, we have good shows on Valentine's Day. We're going to be talking about what?
Dr. Kayla Daniels is coming on. She was the one who talked about the whole soy story. She's going to be discussing naughty nutrition.
Yes, because she is the naughty nutritionist. She's going to talk specifically about foods that will ramp up your lovemaking.
And then Dr. Judy.
Dr. Judy's going to come on and talk about desperate and dateless on Valentine's Day. What to do if you don't have a date for Valentine's Day instead of sitting home and wallowing in your sorrow or going to a bar and getting drunk and making a fool of yourself. There are other things you can do.
You can go to the gym and listen to Superhuman Radio.
Yes, there you go. That's really a good thing. Go to the gym and work out. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's next week. What else is going on next week? I'm trying to think. Oh, we've got Professor Filimonov is going to be on from the UK talking about a new peptide that really looks promising, the thoroughbred horse race industry has already been capitalizing on it, and it's called thymosin beta 4, mm-hmm. and apparently it increases lean body mass, it increases aerobic respiration, it increases red blood cell. It's got some really interesting attributes for those of you out there who are athlete type. So we're going to be talking about that next week as well. I guess that's really it, isn't it?
So everybody needs to go watch Casino Jack before next Friday.
Yes, please, please do. If you can get Casino Jack, it would really be great because it's really a great movie, and it will really give you a feel for if you think you know who Jack Abramoff really is just because of what you've seen in the media. Watch the movie before he comes on the show next week, and I think that you'll be where I am with this. So thank you again for listening to Superhuman Radio.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Well, that's next week. That's oh, yeah,
Tuesday.
But you won't be back on the air until then.
Oh, that's Tuesday.
Right. You have a date for Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
I think you do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you next week.
Bye.